Howdy do, spoken word family, how are you? This is your girl MGW, and this is another episode of The Spoken Word. It's a hearty welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. And it is just continued thank you and big up to those of you who are already family. For this episode, I just want to speak along the theme, Who God Bless, No Man Curse. But before we go any further, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we honor your name that is above every other name. Lord, we acknowledge you for who you are, the all-powerful God, almighty God, ever faithful, the God who is from everlasting to everlasting. And Lord, as we come, we just humble ourselves before you, knowing that we are creation and you are creator. We thank you there, Father, for just another opportunity, another day, another chance, and creating us clean hearts and renew your right spirit within us there, Father. We pray that our motives will be pure and true. And we pray there, Father, that our hearts will be at the right place. We ask Almighty God that your word will have your way with us. For those of us who may need to be convicted, may we be convicted. For those of us who needs to be encouraged or comforted, may we be comforted there, Father. And Lord, we just ask that you lead and we will follow, and that you take full and complete control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know how many of you would have heard the term or the expression, who God bless, no man curse. I can't say for a fact that there is any scripture that speaks specifically to this, but of course it is implied throughout scripture. And I think one of the, where we would see that first is in Genesis. So in Genesis 12, there was a call to Abram. The Lord called him to come away from, you know, where he was and to come to be a godly man. Let me just say that. And in Genesis 12, verse 3, it pretty much says, and I'm just paraphrasing, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, and that nations through you would be blessed. And so, you know, that is just an account of where it is. But where I want us to focus is really along the story that is found in Numbers 22 to about 24. That speaks about Balaam and Balak. Now, Balaam is one of those Old Testament figure or noteworthy person that is mentioned. It is pretty much said that when Balaam placed a curse on a person, they would be cursed. And if he placed a blessing on them, they would be blessed. Interestingly enough, though, Balaam was not a godly man. So he knew about God. And I would want to say or think that he even had access to God. But then he worshipped other God. So he had a mixed spirit, if I'm able to use that term. But what happened, as we might know, you know, even with the Israelites coming out of bondage, then we know that their numbers grew and they really became a force to be reckoned with. And so Balak would have heard and would have seen what was happening, what the Israelites were doing. And so he was threatened. He was threatened and he decided to do what he knew best, which was to seek divination, to seek the services of someone who he thought had power. What he did not know was that, as we started out by saying, who God bless, no man at all can curse. And if we look at there are two verses in chapter 22 that I want to share, and it is verses 4 and 5, or maybe 5 and 6. And it says, let me just pick up at verse 4. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, this horde is going to lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field. So Balak
son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor near the Euphrates River in his native land. Balak said, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed." And so that really gives us an idea of why Balak went for Balaam. And if we should really read the account, which I'm not able to do right now, but I encourage you to look at Numbers 22 through to Numbers 24, and then you will get the entire story of what happened here. But when they summoned Balaam, interestingly, Balaam, as we said, Balaam was mixed. So he knew about Jehovah God. He knew about Yahweh, but then he also worshipped other gods. And even right now in present times, we know about persons who are like that. And persons are seeking the help, the assistance of these people to put a curse on you, to put a curse on us, to put a curse on the people of God who are already declared blessed by God. So the purpose of this is really to encourage persons. So if you're on the side where you feel as if the enemy is gaining over you, you feel as if omens are released over you, or divination, or, you know, whatever term or expressions we used. If God has declared you blessed, then it means that no curse can override the blessings of God. When Isaiah 54:17 tells us that no weapon forged or fashioned against us, against you, will prevail, That also covers curses, no weapon. So whatever shape or form that they take, the end of Isaiah 54:17 tells us that it's a heritage unto the children of God. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon forged against you will prevail. And again, this includes curses. So if you're on that side, I'm just saying chin up and take heed, take comfort, find solace, pull strength from the word of God to know that no weapon, no curse fashioned or formed against you shall prevail. Remember, we started out with the verse in Genesis that says, who God bless, paraphrasing, no man can curse. So if a blessing is on you, you may not feel as if you're blessed right now. But remember that there is no curse, there is no plan, there's nothing of the enemy that can override the blessing that God has placed on you. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and it add no sorrow. So this blessing, it doesn't come with you crying every day. It doesn't come with you having soaked pillows or sheets or rags or whatever, because you're going through curses. Amen. So for the person who is on that side, that is meant to comfort and to strengthen you. And likewise, or on the flip side rather, so we're seeing that Balaam was sought after by Balak to put a curse, you know, in Caribbean or Jamaican terminology, we would definitely call Balaam an Obiaman. And of course, we know that they're prevalent in maybe some parishes or even some countries, some islands more than some. But the point is, Balaam got an opportunity to see the full manifestation of God. And interestingly, Balaam, though he should have been swayed, because again, if you go through the account, he delivered maybe about, let me tell you how many messages he delivered. He delivered 7 messages to Balak. And at a point when he started out, he was seeking signs, you know, because I do believe persons who are of the dark world, they have signs that they also use to align them, you know. And so he started out by mixing, but then it got to a point where the Lord actually used him as an oracle to declare what he was going to do with the Israelites and who was going to be conquered, who was going to be defeated. And he even spoke about even the rise of Jesus coming through, you know. But again, there's a verse that says a star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. So even though he was mixed and tainted, God used him. And what does this show to us? It tells us that God is sovereign over everything and everyone. So he's sovereign over the tarot card readers. He's sovereign over Obia men. He's sovereign over all those who work and operate under the spirit of divination. So the good and bad, God remains sovereign, and God can use just about anyone to bring glory to him. So even though Balaam had this encounter and he saw the manifestation of God, and we would want to think that, you know, having been used by God in such a mighty way, that he would have come over to the side of good. But Balaam was consumed by greed. He was consumed by greed, and his motives were not as important. Is as scripture tells us that where our treasure is, our heart will be there also. Balaam's heart was just on the money and, you know, what he could gain from that. And he didn't want to serve the true and living God. And he was eventually killed. And so, persons who are workers of iniquity, persons who allow the enemy to use them, because it's oftentimes the gifting of God that becomes corrupted and tainted, then there's an end for them too. So unless they repent, and we know that repentance means turn away, move away from, you're no longer doing that thing, and come to the true and living God, then it means that they will have an end that is not pleasing. And we're in a time now when there are a lot of mixed work. There, unfortunately, you know, there's a almost like a little bit of God and a whole heap of something else. But we can't serve two masters. We have to choose. You know, the scripture says, choose he this day whom he will serve. If God be God, serve him. But if your God is Baal or some other God, then you just have to also make a choice, because we can't be for God, Jehovah, Yahweh, and then we're also for the devil. We're pawns of Satan at the same time. There will have to be a selection. And, you know, it is my hope that we will all be on the Lord's side. So if it is that we are mixing our beliefs, if we're partaking in practices that is not sanctioned by the living true word of God, then it means that we're tainted. If we're using tarot cards, if we are paying divination fee, or paying obeyman fee, or reader man fee, or reader woman fee, or, you know, whatever term and terminology we use depending on where we are, it means that we are tainted. We are tainted. And so if we find ourselves being lured by anything of this sort, then we need to repent. You know, if we're involved in saging, saying that we're burning out our space, and, you know, we're just doing some things that is not, and I'm saying not sanctioned by the word of God that a believer must do, then may we be convicted about the things. If we're seeking help, if it is that we have to be paying for something, then that alone should also be an indication of what it is that we're going after. So this is twofold for us. So if we're on that team, then may we be convicted to turn away from that which we're doing. As I said before, Balaam's life was not spared, because after he did what the Lord allowed him to do, he went back to his place, and clearly he was caught up in his usual way of life. It was so heavy on him that he went back to that. And when the Israelites went to the Midianites, he was killed by the sword. Let that not be our end, because we're mixed and tainted. And another scripture, Numbers 22, verse 12. So while Balaam was mixed but being used by God, God said to him, "Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed." So he was warned at the get-go. But then, because again his conviction was there, because he was mixed, so he was lured. They told him that they would give him it the first set that came. He refused, and he said that, you know, he could not go, he could not do it. But then Balak sent more higher officials and more money, so the reward was no greater. And even though Balaam said, you know, he was going to seek the Lord to hear what the Lord wanted him to do, clearly we know that he was lured by just what was promised unto him. And this is the story that we hear about the donkey that spoke. And, you know, he saddled and he was on his way. And again, read Numbers 22 to 24, because I'm just really just cutting through, you know. And we see the account where the donkey spoke to him, because the donkey saw the angel of the Lord. And even after that, you know, the Lord said to him, go. But he could not say what he did not permit him to say. And in Numbers 23, the 20th verse, it says, you know, and this was when, and another part I should mention is that just as though there are godly altars and godly sacrifices, there are also evil altars, evil sacrifices, which we know. So the persons who serve other God, they mimic the things of God. So they will also create altars. They will use numbers that are used by believers, number 7, which speaks to a completion. And so, you know, we saw that altars, Balaam would have asked Balak to erect altars, and he made sacrifices on the altars. And, you know, this was him making sacrifice to his God, hoping that something would have happened to the great God Almighty, that he would turn away from what he has said. And we know that that is not possible, because it says God in verses 19 and the 23rd chapter, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? And God spoke in Genesis that through Abraham, the nations will be blessed. And so because he already made that declaration that came from Abraham over the Israelites, God was not about to go back on his word. So no amount of offering that they made could have changed the mind of God. And sometimes as believers, we do something extra. We go on the altar or godly altars and we offer extra. We may be in corporate worship and we, as we have the term, we sow a seed or we plant a seed. We're, you know, we're doing something extra, hoping to change the mind of God. But we can't change the mind of God. Anything that God has said, it stands. Because again, he's not human that he should change his mind. And we have to remember that even before we were formed, as Jeremiah 29 says, there was a plan. And the thing about it is, it's a good plan. It's a plan to bless us. So those of us who are experiencing curse, if we are aligned to God, if we're under and in covenant with God, then I want to believe and declare that there is a blessing upon you already. Just by coming into alignment with God, and no curse can override the blessings of God. So regardless of how it looks, come back to the place to know that you are blessed. Find solace, find strength, find peace in the word of God. And, you know, as we said, so that was said, and Balaam just could not do it. He just had to declare. He could not do it. There's a scripture in Isaiah 43 and verse 13. It said, yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? So again, who God bless? No man curse. So this is really it. This is really it. So regardless of how many attempts are on your life, regardless of how many money the enemy is wasting, regardless of what it is that they're doing, and might I add that it will look as if they are winning. It will appear as if it's happening and then you're in that defeated spot. But for a while, because scripture tells us that like the green grass, they will wither. And I do believe that with all my heart, that there will come a time that the workers of iniquity, they will wither. There is a sure reward for them. And it's for the believers. It's for us as believers to stay in alignment with the word of God. Stay in alignment with the will of God regardless. Seasons change. Weeping is for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Who God bless, no man curse. And if by peradventure, you know, again, somebody who is caught up in, you feel as if this is not working and you want to, as we would say, fire with fire. And so you want to do something. You want to act the way that the person or the enemy seemingly acting against you. Do not go down that pathway. You may lose your life. Do not get into anything that is mixed. Any spirit of divination at all. It doesn't matter how subtly it comes and how unassuming it is and, you know, how alluring it is to. Do not get caught up in that. Just remember who God bless, no man curse. I trust that someone was encouraged and I trust that someone was convicted not to go along that path. God remains sovereign over the good and the bad. And all things must work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So it may look and feel as if you're surrounded and you're caught up and it's just a gloomy night. But joy comes in the morning. There's going to be a daybreak. Be encouraged again. Who God bless, no man curse. Love and blessings. Walk good until next time.